Hi, everyone. Welcome to Mama Wears Athleisure. I am your host, Mariela De Santiago, a first-time mom. We focus on all things mom with tips to help make life easier and more organized for all you mamas out there. Hi, everyone. So today we have a mom talk. So for these episodes, I just wanted to have other moms come on and just talk about different topics that we as mom kind of deal with, from like self-care to mom guilt to mom rage, you name it. Basically a conversation that we would have with any other girlfriend. So for this, we have Cynthia Vacker today, who is also a fellow podcaster, Reborn into Motherhood. Her podcast is airing in February. Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's about to come out.
So I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself, and then we're going to go straight into chatting about self-care, something that maybe some of us are really good at, maybe some of us are not very good at. So we're just going to throw ideas out there for you guys. All right, Cynthia.
Hi, well, thank you for having me. So like she mentioned, my name's Cynthia. I am a mom of two. I have a newly turned one-year-old and also a two-and-a-half-year-old. So technically, I have two toddlers in my hands now, which we'll talk later about how that's going. But aside from, you know, being a mom, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I've been a stay-at-home now for, I guess, the full length of my son's 2.5 years. But in that time frame, I found myself really starting to kind of advocate for moms whenever my friends or new moms, you know, start asking me questions. So I ended up turning that into a podcast, which, as you've mentioned, is actually coming out next month, February 5th, if anybody wants to tune in. It's called Reborn into Motherhood, and it's just really about talking to different moms, everyday moms, about their journey into motherhood, because it's such a major, major life experience and change for us. So yeah, that's kind of been kind of my thing that I'm doing on the side, aside from playing mommy all day.
Yeah, you're so right, how just like that transition from who you are before you have, or actually it's even before you become pregnant, to who you are when you're pregnant, to who you are, you know, after that, mm-hmm. What they call matrescence, right? It's such a crazy transition, and it is so different for everyone, and you have no idea what to expect. So that is really neat.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny you mentioned the word matrescence, because I just learned about it myself like a week ago after I already did the whole start process of this. I was like, oh, that's going to have to be like a core word that I start using in that podcast.
Yeah, I have an episode on that coming out, but I had just heard about it. Oh gosh, I want to say it was probably within the last 6 months. So it's crazy how as a mom, you're just always learning about new things just in the role as a mom that doesn't really have to do with your child. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. New vocabulary words.
It never ends. There's always a lot to learn about.
Yeah. Well, today I really want to focus on self-care. And I feel like this is a really important topic, because many of us may not be very good at it, or we don't have time to fit it in, right? Because I mean, self-care, it's very personal as far as like how much time you devote to it. So let's just start off with like, what does self-care mean to you?
So, okay. In the very beginning, becoming a mom, the question was, what is self-care, right? Because you don't even know like the definition of, oh, I have time for myself. But I think it's so important to realize that you do need to find time for yourself and really take care of yourself and fill up your cup of, you know, your cup, so that you can be the best version of yourself for your kids. It's so easy for us to go ahead and dive deep into motherhood and focus so much on our kids and our family, and we kind of become the back burner, but it's to an extent we can't be like our full best version to ourselves unless we are taking care of ourselves as well. So that's one of my biggest things that I have learned to start taking care of myself a lot more. That first year was, like I said, the definition for me was, okay, what am my everyday that I'm going to be doing is related to my child all the time. And then it became, I got to start doing things for myself. So really, I think self-care just means regrounding myself and reconnecting with who I am, and really just reconnecting in a sense of like figure out who I am as a person, as an individual, and not 24/7 mommy. So that means any self-care thing is like not related at all to parenting, to any of my roles of a wife, a sister, like all these roles that we play. And really it's just like, okay, what I have to play the role of like me, myself, and what do I do to take care of myself? So that's kind of what I think getting through me is just kind of just reconnecting with myself.
I like that. So I do have to say that when once I became a mom, like I very much had this, I'm gonna do make time for myself every single day to do something that is for me. And I did it. Once my son was born, I was still very good at making sure that I fit in a minimum of 20-minute workout. And even as an infant, I had him in the room with me so that I was able to work out while, he was in his bouncer or whatever it was because he wasn't mobile at the time, right? It's once they start crawling and walking, then it's a lot harder to actually realistically do a workout with them, especially with a machine. Like I couldn't do like the bike right now with him because he'll come over and touch the bike. But I always made sure to do something that I was like, I need to do, give myself some form of love.
Love yourself too, you know.
Yes. And it's hard because I also have to say that I always thought, oh, me as a mom, I'm always going to brush my hair. I'm always going to look like put together. I'm lucky if I get out of my athleisure wear, I will brush my teeth, but if I brush my hair, it's just a hat and that's usually it. So,
Oh yeah, I mean, the most I've gotten ready the last couple of days is for this recording, honestly. And my husband's like, "You're gonna put on makeup?" I was like, "It's to make me feel good." So that was a little like self-care thing for myself, kind of like, let's put on something more than just my leggings and my t-shirt that I always wear.
yeah, I made that a goal too. I think within the last 6 months, where I was like, okay, now I'm actually going to record video. So anytime I have an interview, I'm going to put my face on.
And it's if you're seeing yourself in the image too, it's like, okay, it's me. I'm
I
good.
feel better, right?
Exactly.
So throw out some ideas. What do you do for self-care?
Okay, so my biggest thing is honestly exercise. That has
Me
become
too.
my biggest thing. I mean, there's so many things you could do, but really it's like a win-win, right? Because exercise is just good for your body. And you always hear, you got to go to the gym, you got to get in shape. But really, it's not about getting in shape. I guess, okay, I'll take that back. To some extent, it's about getting in shape, especially with that, new mom bod. But it's also just that feeling of like accomplishment by the end of your workout. And like, I don't know about you, but whenever I work out, I am pumped. I am ready to just like take on the day afterwards. And so I try my best to do my workouts in the morning. Like this morning I woke up at 5:30 in the morning and worked out. And by the time I finished my workout, I got in the house. Luckily my husband's home on the weekend, so the kids already woken up and stuff, but the moment I walked in, there was crying, but I was in a good mood because I had just worked out. So it's just gives me that energy and just makes me feel overall, I guess, ready to take on the day.
Well, and it's like you start off the morning, you start off the day by giving to yourself before giving to others. So in a way, it's kind of like you're able to just care for everyone else a little bit better in a way, right? Like you've already done something for you that feels good. And
Yeah, and then I think in the midst of all madness throughout the day, you can at least look back, be like, you know what? I at least got my workout in today, versus thinking, I haven't had a second to my day all day since I woke up. So it kind of starts you off on the right foot, but it also keeps you going throughout the day.
I also want to add on to what you said with working out. Like, yes, it's something to get in shape or stay active, but also, actually, I want to add two things to be able to keep up and run after your toddler.
That's the other reason, right? Yep.
And to for me, it was always about also showing my son that this is what we do. This is part of our life. This is not a task or a chore. So I've been like super adamant about making sure that he somehow sees that we are incorporating fitness into our lifestyle and not making it this like, oh, I gotta go to the gym, or it's like a that negative perspective, right? Because
Yes.
like,
Yeah, no, I do the same thing. I do usually whenever it's like the stretch workouts or something that I can have him around, I'll usually just do them in the playroom because he'll kind of want to join in. He can't really mess up me up with weights and stuff, you know?
yeah, well, and it's also like it's good for them to just see that it's part of staying healthy.
It's just a normal thing. And the thing is too is I think, you know, in the long run, it just kind of showing them like you don't have to go to the gym and like lift weights all the time or do specific things. It's kind of like, okay, let's go outside and run for a while, or let's go on a walk, or, you know, like choose what works for you for
Yeah.
exercise, but get your body moving.
Yeah, you don't have to. I don't go to the gym anymore. After the
I don't
pandemic,
either.
we made our own little space here. And that's, I just do the Peloton. You know, they have a bunch of different workouts from like strength, yoga, Pilates, bar. I mean, there's so much you could do at home while your child, that's when I do it, is when he naps. But I used to get up at 5 and do it all in the morning. It's just so hard for me now. I usually get up.
I honestly am going back and forth between both of those things right now. So before, I want to say a couple months ago, I was waking up every single day at 5 a.m. almost every day, right? Except rest days to work out. But then started happening where both my kids were having trouble sleeping to some extent. And so I'm not going to try to wake up 5 in the morning when I've been up 15 times during the night. So it's usually during nap time that I try to like sneak it in there. But I mean, let's be honest, there's some days where I'm just like, I'm just not going to do it because I don't feel it. But those are usually the days that are tougher, you know, because in the end, I'm like, oh, I'll just rest. But really, I don't feel as great in the end when I give myself, quote unquote, an extra rest day.
I try to do either a restorative yoga or a yin yoga, something that's a little bit slower moving, but where I'm still like allowing my body to get some sort of exercise, you know, because restorative yoga, as I like to call it, naptime yoga, you know, you're just like breathing and letting your body relax and get
Oh, yeah.
comfortable. Hi, everyone. It's your host, Mariella. I wanted to thank you for listening and share some ways to show your continued support. You can rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Share the show with friends and family. Buy me a coffee to help with the financial costs of running a podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Mama Wears Athleisure. And finally, subscribe to my newsletter. Thank you for listening.
And you're just focusing on your body, you know, and it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, so you're not.
I do online workouts as well. So I do Beachbody, like the body.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like I've come to figure out, I think the hardest part for people is trying to find something that works for them. There's always a good intention, but then trying to figure out like the right platform or the right gym or whatever it is that you want to try out. But for me, what's really worked out is using Body because I can literally choose the workout programs that work for me. And I do well with programs. I can't just do individual workouts and stuff. Like right now I'm doing, if anybody listening does Body, is I'm doing the Morning Meltdown 100. And that's 100 workouts that you dedicate yourself to. So,
I think I've done that one with
yeah, so
Jericho.
yes, and it's just amazing. Like she's a mom, she connects with you. Like it's just the energy, and the workouts are maximum 30 minutes. So it's not like this crazy thing, you know. And she also has a lot of modifiers in it, so that also helps because I think that also kind of scares people. You know, it's like, oh, I can't modify. Like I have to do the full on thing. I'm like, I've come to terms, modifying is fine, you guys. It just means everybody's built differently. That's all.
Well, and you can build up to the non-modified
Exactly.
version. I mean, after having a baby, you have to go start with
Exactly.
modifications. And if you don't, then I don't know what people are doing to get back into working out right away without modifications. So
Yeah, I think very few can do that successfully without injuring themselves or something happening, you know? Because usually, like, if for me, if I just jumped right back in, I probably would have injured myself.
What else? Give me some other ideas. What else do you do? Like, I love to do bath if I can, and that's maybe like a once a month thing. But I used to do weekly baths when I was pregnant. Those, I just love
Magical.
laying. Yeah. But
Baths are awesome, especially if you had like the bath bombs in there and it smells nice and pretty and put some nice music in there. It's great.
do some candles, maybe have a little wine.
Yes. You know, our bathtub here is a little bit too small where we live now, so I don't really do baths anymore. But honestly, getting my nails done, going and getting my nails done has been my thing. I want to say since I got pregnant with my daughter, so like a year and a half ago, and I go maybe like once every other month. And I think part of it's because my nail salon, I really, really like the ladies and I have like a connection with them and catch up and whatnot. But it's just so nice. Go somewhere kid free. And they do really good, like, pedicure massages with your feet and then your hands. And so my hands and my arms get a nice little massage too. And it's just really nice to also see my nails looking pretty. You know, if I feel fully let go and like I'm feeling haggard and just, it's sometimes nice just to be like, well, you know what? At least my nails are done.
Yes, at least they look good. Yeah, I know a lot of moms that love to do that. I do my own nails just because I like to save my free time for other activities if I can. But yes, that's a good one. I think just doing like a walk or any sort of like outdoor
Yes.
activity alone is
I was
another
gonna
great
say
way.
without kids is the
Yeah.
key word right there. Alone. Even I mean, I love my dog, but even take like by yourself. No, don't walk the dog, don't take your children, like nobody, just you yourself and that's it. And maybe listen to like a good podcast or music or
Ebook.
whatever it is. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And that's like you said, alone is the key word.
Yeah, 'cause then if you're taking your at least for me, anytime I have my toddler, I get yelled at because he needs more snacks, and then once, or he needs more water, or he doesn't want the bl anyway, you name it, right? Toddlers, they know what they want and they are very bossy about
Oh yeah. And then you
it.
give them what they want. They're like, I don't want that. So there's no win sometimes.
Yeah. Or let's see, what else? I like sometimes just being able to sit out in the patio and either like watch TV, do something on my computer that's really just kind of mindless. Enjoy, whether it's a cup of coffee, cup of tea, have like the fireplace on. So just kind of like, and I do this sometimes when he's napping, if it's really nice out, to just like get the fresh air. You know, I feel like that's just a form of self-care of just
Oh, the fresh
getting
air, especially if you get a little
out.
bit of sun on you as well. Like that vitamin D, just like fresh air and some sunshine is huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Yes, so neat. I mean, luckily we live down in San Diego where we are
I
able
know, we're lucky.
to, yes, get out, enjoy, and you know, it's really nice pretty much all year. Although last week was felt like I was living in Seattle. I didn't know how to handle rain.
I know, I'm watching the news from other people and everybody's weather, and I'm like, okay, I guess I shouldn't complain for our weather, like always. Can't we
Okay,
have
I'm
decent
going to
weather here?
disagree with that because, and here's why. Because I feel like people get to determine where they live, right? Based off of the kind of lifestyle that you want, right? Some people would much rather have a bigger home, but then you have to deal with the weather. So that is a choice you make. Other people choose to have a smaller home, like in California, to be close to the beach, and that's the lifestyle. So I feel like I chose this lifestyle, therefore I am going to complain about the very wet rain when I want to, because we have chosen to live here for the purpose of the weather, and I don't feel bad. Okay, so sorry, anyone.
You know what? I agree with you on that because I am not from here either, and this is where I chose. And I hear from people, "Oh, it's so expensive there." And then I'm like, "Yeah, but have you seen the weather?" And also, having kids, my kids have endless amount of possibilities to for us to go do things in the city, you know?
Outside
That's
all year long.
exactly. It's not just all indoor stuff. It's all endless amount of, I mean, I guess if anybody
Parks.
listens, anybody, I was gonna say, if anybody listening doesn't know this, San Diego right now is on this whole revamp thing for parks, like you said, community parks. And like what, every, would you say like every week, I feel like I'm seeing a new post on Instagram, like, check out this new park from San Diego. And so it's like you're constantly wanting to go outside with your kids and explore. And it's, yeah. So I agree with you. It's a choice, you know, you chose to live here and it's great. And sometimes we don't like just the semi-cloudy weather we have.
Yeah. So it's okay. C complain about it and be shameless. Don't feel bad.
Yes. Thank you. I need to hear that. For me, my other thing that I do also is I try to do like a brunch or going out with friends where it's literally just me and my friend. Usually it's one friend. I tend to just kind of go with one friend usually. I love brunch, so it's, you know, get to catch up with friends, go to brunch, and then I'm actually one of my friends and I actually run a mom's group out here. It used to be called Slam and used to be like the Slam group, which was a mommy and me workout group. But that ended last year because the owner had to move. So my friend and I just took over so we wouldn't like lose touch with each other. And we go, you know, once a month, do mom's night out. Most of the time we do brunch because, like I said, we love brunch. But sometimes we've done like axe throwing or I did, we had set up once like a ceramic painting class. So, you know, it's just nice going out doing something with other moms.
Yeah,
That
and
doesn't have to be mommy and me play dates.
yeah, now I get it. Yep. Well, let's talk about then like the time, like when to set time aside, right? Aside from, we obviously know like nap times, that's when a lot of us like hammer everything out and go hard and you do laundry and you name it, right? We all know nap
Yes.
time is kind of like our sacred time as moms, but is there like, do you and your husband do anything creative to be able to give each other some time off?
Yeah, so really we plan things ahead of time. I have a planner. I have a like an actual planner, you guys. I'm not good at digital planning stuff. I have to see it visually with an actual planner. And I leave it on the counter there. He always takes a look at the calendar. And really, we just tell each other when we're going to plan things ahead of time. Usually, it's a couple weeks, month or two ahead of time. So, like for instance, next or in March, he himself, his way of self-care is he goes out with the boys and his friends for like a long weekend. Usually, he's going to do a whole baseball draft thing in March. And I just know that's gonna be a weekend where it's just me and the kids. But then vice versa, I'm like every other week or sometimes multiple times a week, I go out, you know, doing my mom's night out with my friends, or I schedule my manicure pedicures or whatever the case is. So really, it's we balance it out by just putting things down on the calendar ahead of time and then just telling each other about it. And we're both okay with it. You know, because we both get our times, and his way of doing it is once every 3 months he goes away for a weekend, which is fine with me. And my way is I need my cup of tea, you know, my cup just filled like every single week. So I always need something to do every week.
Yeah, my husband and I now do one weekend date a month. So him and I will have go out for lunch or something. We like to be home for dinner so that we can spend time with our son. And then we also are now trying to do one, like either morning or afternoon off, where he gets like a day off essentially and gets to do whatever it is. Like he wants to sleep for that morning, fine. He's, not on baby duty and vice versa. And then one weekend day off a month, I have that as well. So we're trying to do so that we can kind of just reconnect and just have some time for us to do whatever it is and be like, yep, it's my time off. I'm not here, or I am, or whatever.
Yeah, no, that's a good. Yeah, in every way, I think you just have to figure out what works for you guys, you know, as a couple or like if you have a partner. And, Yeah, I mean, really for us, another thing is we in the day, in the midst of everything, like for instance, today, my husband and I have been alternating taking care of the kids. So like I woke up, got my workout in, and then I took on the kids and started making pancakes or whatever and stuff. And he went and like played a video game or whatever and had his own time. He came back in and then I had to go shower. So I gave, and he took care of the kids while I took a nice long shower and like pampered myself. And then I went back downstairs and he went back to play his video games or I don't know what he was doing. And I took care of the kids. And then right now he's watching the kids while I'm here doing the podcast right now.
Yeah.
So
So it's like a
it's, there's
swap.
just, yeah. So there's just days where we're just both like, and we even talked this morning. He was like, admitted that he himself has been losing it, like he's just going crazy with, because both of our kids are extra needy right now. When it's to a 1 year and a 2 year old, it's a lot. So I feel like anytime we kind of give each other that look and talk about it, we're like, okay, we're just gonna alternate and keep each other going for the rest of the day, because if not, it's not gonna end well.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed being able to chat with you, and hopefully the listeners were able to get some self-care ideas and tips and ways to just kind of find time for yourself and, work with your partner to find that self-care time. And it doesn't have to be a lot, right? It can be 10 minutes. It can be as long as a shower that is interrupted.
Yes.
There's so many
Even
ways to
listen
just
to
go about it.
music. I just want to add that on real quick. Like, even if it's just a shower, put on your most favorite music guys and like sing to the top of your lungs, dance while you're in the shower. That in itself will make you feel better.
Do a mask while you're in there, maybe exfoliate. There's so many little things that you could do to just give yourself a little bit of love. So, well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And I look forward to listening to your podcast. So, Reborn into Motherhood, that's going to be in the show notes. If you guys want to follow along, I will link all of that.
Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for our next episode. You can find us on Instagram for more updates and tips. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and give us a review if you like us.